From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting there was no movement of civilians out or humanitarian aid in to embattled Eastern Ghouta in Syria Wednesday, despite a Russian-backed daily five-hour humanitarian pause and corridors. Mark Lowcock, UN Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, addressed the Security Council.
Have any civilians left Eastern Ghouta? No. Is there any actual improvement in the humanitarian situation in Eastern Ghouta since the passage of the resolution, demanding as it did, unimpeded access? No.
He said Saturday's council resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire has not been implemented, adding it's impossible for aid convoys to reach the needed during a five-hour pause in fighting. Hundreds have died in nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment at the last major rebel stronghold near Damascus. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Kelly Curry took aim at Syria, Russia, and Iran for allowing the suffering to continue.
Once again, we, including Russia, demanded in this Security Council chamber that Assad stop the bombing. And yet Russia, Iran, and Assad continue their attacks, defying the wishes of this council and the international community.
But Russia's ambassador said the terrorists in Eastern Ghouta remain a legitimate target. Vasily Nebenzia said Nabat al-Nusra must be neutralized. Four Bangladeshi UN peacekeepers with the MINUSMA force were killed, four wounded Wednesday, when their vehicle hit a mine in central Mali. The soldiers were driving on a road linking the towns of Boni and Duwenza in the Mopti region. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The special representative of the Secretary General, Mohammad Saleh Anadif, condemned the attack. We join him in extending our condolences to the families of the victims and in wishing a speedy recovery to those injured.
It's the same area where six Malian soldiers were killed by a mine Tuesday. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at an international conference in Kabul offered to recognize the Taliban insurgency as a political group, part of a proposed political process to end the 16-year conflict. Michael Kugelman, South Asia analyst at the Washington-based Wilson Center, called the proposal extraordinary with so many unprecedented concessions.
And he has also made this offer so very public. He essentially used this conference to essentially advertise the fact that he's ready to talk peace with the Taliban.
The Taliban has offered to begin talks with the U.S., but so far has refused direct talks with Kabul. South Korean President Moon Jae-in used an Independence Day address Thursday to describe Japan's wartime use of comfort women as crimes against humanity. Mr. Moon said in resolving the issue, Japan, the perpetrator, should not say it's over. The unfortunate history, he added, must be remembered. Learning from history, he said, is the real solution. Japan's chief cabinet secretary described the remarks as regrettable. Japan ruled Korea as a colony for the first half of the 20th century and forced Korean women to work in wartime brothels. Japan has apologized to the women and provided funding as part of a 2015 agreement. The International Committee, Olympic Committee has reinstated Russia's membership after suspending it over state-sponsored doping allegations. Still, more than 160 Russians were able to compete at the just-concluded Winter Olympic Games in South Korea, although two tested positive for banned substances during the competition. President Donald Trump Wednesday led dignitaries in honoring the late American evangelist Billy Graham, whose body currently lays in honor at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Thursday, following his death last week at age 99.
We can only imagine the number of lives touched by the preaching and the prayers of Billy Graham, the hearts he changed, the sorrows he eased, and the joy he brought to so many.
Graham, known as America's pastor, was sought out for counsel by several presidents dating back 70 years and reached hundreds of millions worldwide with a Christian message. Mr. Trump is to attend the Graham funeral in Charlotte, North Carolina, Friday. British police Wednesday arrested three men in connection with a Sunday explosion in the city of Leicester. They killed five and caused the collapse of a building. The three are suspected of manslaughter. Police still say they don't believe the blast was related to terrorism. Fresh snowfall and icy conditions are forecast across much of Europe Thursday as the region continues to shiver through an Arctic blast from Siberia that forecasters have dubbed the Beast from the East. Nearly 50 weather-related deaths have been tallied since Friday, most in Eastern Europe. Much of Britain and Ireland have been blanketed in snow. The weather has disrupted travel and closed schools. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.